Testing, 1, 2, 3. Mike's still mingling in the crowd.
He'll do that.
Let me see if I have this theme song on my phone.
Can't you just edit it in later?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. You guys are awesome. One person agrees. All right.
Don't yell at them right away. They've been very nice.
They are. You guys are great. It was fun.
Yeah, wow. Good crowd tonight.
Hey, welcome to the Scott Ruins Your Podcast episode of this is the second time we've recorded here at Hex Theater.
Yay!
I don't think they're here for the first one.
Sorry.
You're in for a treat.
Normally,
the first time we did it here, then we went bar hopping. It was a
yes.
Blast.
Yes.
What's your dance club called?
It's like Night Gallery.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Some
there was like five guys with wife beaters. It was awesome.
And
only two of them were beating their wives.
And at one point, some random dude just started handing us bacon out of a bag.
That's true.
That's true. I'm not even joking.
Is that a thing up here?
Is that...
No. No. Oh, boy.
You have bacon. You have chocolate-covered bacon in the bag. You guys see that?
Yeah.
I didn't make it. I just don't make these.
Somebody go try it.
It might be really good.
I don't know.
Oh. So,
that's one person's opinion.
Yeah, that's one person's opinion. Everyone, see if she's wrong.
Buy bacon. Thank you.
They like it. See?
Buy bacon and more beer.
Yeah.
Two against one.
Do you want some?
No. Anyways, what normally happens is this is a podcast I'm recording right now, and we're just talking about stuff. Eventually, I'm awkward in person, so I fuck it up. This is a good example right
eventually,
now.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. Like right now.
Yeah. Oh. Record time.
All right, so we're going to make this a quicker episode because you guys are like, and look at that. She's talking about how cute
I am.
I'm
sorry, what was that voice again that you were doing for everyone? What was the voice you were doing for everybody?
Was I doing a voice?
Yes.
That one?
So the show is called Scott Ruins Your Podcast, as you can see.
Podcast subjects.
He's ruined the podcast. Right?
Drums.
Drums. That's your first
category? We talked about that last time.
Did we? Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Does anybody else inflect numbers differently?
What?
Inflect numbers?
I don't know if that's the right word, but like you say a number, like, hey, what's your phone number? And you, like, the first half you go up, and then you go down. Like I
thought maybe you were just being like, seven?
No, whoa. So Jesus Christ. No, like
that's inflection. That's weird inflection on a number.
No, that was crazy inflection.
So you say you're
sorry.
You say your phone number in a particular way, you're like 521-211-14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like your social security number, like 4152.
Do not give your social security number.
That obviously wasn't mine.
All these people are gonna memorize.
Yeah.
And then
people are recording.
If I had someone's social security, I wouldn't know what to do. Like I don't know what to do with that.
Open up a credit card and fly to Belize and leave this world behind.
Yeah, great, I have a shitty credit score now.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
They're stealing my credit card score?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works. You steal someone's credit card score. Not so much their identity, just the score that's associated with it.
Usually if you have someone...
I want to trade in the 710 for a 640. That's usually how it works.
Don't you mean a 710 for 640?
No, it'll be 710, 640. So you know you're done. You do it so you know you're done. You say, okay, if someone's like, hey, can you give me your phone number? I'm like, 713?
Well, I wouldn't stutter like that.
I feel like this is another trick you're just trying to get so you get like a girl audience member to like say her phone number and see if she has weird inflection on her number.
So during the stand-up for the future podcast listeners who aren't there, Scott asked for, in a magic trick, asked for a woman's phone number on a card.
Yep.
Did you give him your actual number?
You can lie if you want.
That means no.
That's a no.
That's totally a no. That's fine.
You can
say no. Most don't.
Did you put 5 5 5 in it at any point?
Like the beard feeling?
That's a classic,
number. The bigger question is, did you give him someone else's number?
Oh, you are
okay.
So...
Wow. Okay. Well, we should also clarify there wasn't any actual magic that happened.
Shut up. I'm magical. I do magic. I could have found that card easily if I looked through it faster. Okay. Actually, here's what happened last time. I did that same magic trick, and I'm not putting magic in quotes because it was real magic. But don't worry, I'm probably not going to. I'm scared of you. Because you're a girl. It's not because you're. Like, you're just, she's nice.
She is a woman.
I know. So. I meant, like, I'm. Girls scare me in general.
So don't.
All right, let's do a scenario quick. Scott, all right, I'm a beautiful lady at a bar. Here we go. So I just like...
You're a lady?
Yeah, so I like have good heels. I have Pinterest nails. Let's just like, talk to me. Just
how,
talk to
me. How do I know you have good heels? I don't know shoes.
You've looked at me before coming over because I look like I'm short, but I'm kind of your height. And you're like, what's going on? You see the heels, it happens.
The heels accent the calves and buttocks.
Yeah.
But how do I know if they're...
You've already lost her. You haven't even talked to her.
Left.
Well, why are you wondering...
Step one wouldn't be questioning the heels, Scott.
Okay. First of all, one, if I can see her everything from head to toe, and including what heels there are, it's probably not a busy bar.
Sir,
so she couldn't have left.
Okay. Sir, I'm sorry. We're closing.
Okay, you've been here since 10 o'clock. Next bar's still open.
Okay.
Okay, a girl. Just a girl. How about that? Girl. I'm sorry to throw details in there.
All right. Hi. You're... Wait. Okay, so how do I know if I talk? Okay, so I walk up to her.
What do you want, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. What?
You told me to talk to you.
No, don't say that. That's not going to work.
You're so aggressive. And yell at her. We have to redo this. Okay, Scott.
Right, we're two strangers. New bar, you got to leave that.
First of all, if she's going to be an attitude, I don't want to talk to her in the first place.
Why not? What if she's the love of your life and all she needs is just a one nice sentence?
If I walk up and say, hi, and she goes, hi, like you did, I'm like, oh, okay, see ya. You're not the love of my life.
You haven't been to a lot of bars before. I mean, all right. So, Mike, you're my best friend. Okay, you'll be like the ugly one no one wants to talk to. All right, out of the group. All right,
typecast.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and go.
Oh my God! What's up with this guy? Well,
he's just standing there.
You guys drinking the same drinks.
He's slurring his words. He's really drunk.
Yeah. No,
sorry about my friend here. He's just.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Tucker demonstrating
the wingman. This is my friend Tucker.
Yeah. Hi, guy. Hey, ladies.
Oh, hi.
Thank you for showing up.
Why are you talking right now? Stop it. Hi, ladies.
Oh, he's really mean. Let's go to the next.
Even I screwed that test up.
Okay, let's go to the next bar, but Tucker's with me the whole time.
Okay.
He's my comfort
blanket. And what is Nick?
Wait.
Is he the bartender?
We'll figure that out later.
Before we start the scenario, how many bars do you have in Rhinelander? Because we've burned through like
four.
We've gone through
seven?
Seven,
I think.
50?
I need to go to 43 of them.
Four-hour Denny's or something?
Are you guys all joining us at one of them afterwards?
All right. That's one.
We'll go to one. You go to one. We'll see if it matches. Perfect.
Was that your sister that made that noise?
No, she's gone. Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry? She's 28?
Yeah.
Thank you for verifying your age.
What? Sorry.
All right.
Next bar. Here we go.
Fifth bar. Okay, Jesus Christ.
So me and Mike, we're Amanda and Cassie, just hanging out, drinking some rum and diets.
Okay.
So you go up to us.
So, hey, I was thinking if we was... Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I didn't mean to bump...
Parenthood.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to bump into you.
Oh.
No, you weren't listening to me.
Why did you slap her arm?
Because I bumped into her and she wasn't listening. I was trying to apologize.
Ew.
I was trying to apologize. I feel bad.
Hey, babes. Is this douchebag bothering you?
Yes.
You don't want to go to my house and drink and have sex?
I think so.
This guy just slapped me and then burped in my face.
All right, can we start over? You're striking out with fake women who are giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, first of all, one, Nick has a girlfriend, so it makes it easier for him to hit on girls.
No, that doesn't... No, he's playing a confident guy. Scott, you're going to have to be confident.
All right.
Do not be aggressive. Do not hit women the first second you see them. You should not smack their shoulder and go,
I'm going to go on record. Just don't hit women.
Don't ever hit women.
Ever. Just don't hit them.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. New bar. Right. It's more of a country western bar.
Yeah. In every bar there are.
We're wearing Daisy Dukes and like the flannel shirt open with the bra showing.
My name is Jolene.
I'm Jezebel.
Oh, Scott, don't fuck this up.
And we have been drinking whiskey all day.
Whiskey and Southern Comfort.
Yeah, right. I'm just so tired. I could just like go so home with like
buy them
anybody.
Buy them a shot of whiskey.
Just like anybody
Scott.
Just needs to buy them
a shot. Ask them if they'd want a shot.
Hey, ladies, can I give you a shot?
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's do bartender. Fireballs.
Shoot them, women.
Here you go. What?
No, sorry. Sorry, ladies. He wanted to buy you a shot. I'm sorry.
Buy you a shot.
Did you say shoot us?
No. He wants to buy you guys a shot.
Can I give you some fireball?
You said yes, and you say bartender, shoot these.
Excuse me, sir. We don't like that kind of behavior in our bar. You're going to have to leave.
Come on, Scott.
I was trying to say serve, but I said shoot. Serve them shoots shots.
Get them also, Scott, you have to give us a second to tell you what we want to drink. You can't just...
You told me already. You're bringing both whiskey.
That was our backstory.
I don't know that until when I walk in the bar.
No, I told them. I told him I did the recon, and I said, hey, they've been drinking whiskey. Ask them if they want a shot of whiskey.
Oh, but he didn't say that. Serve these two girls some shots in the face. That's what you said.
I didn't... Never
I can't... That. Well, that's all on right, him,
all
then.
Right, next bar, we're at more of a goth bar.
Ooh, okay.
Right, we got some black lights going, everyone. I have a piercing in my nose.
Nice.
I have the hoops, so like my earlobes are a little bit bigger. And I have a tattoo of a mermaid going up to my neck, like right here.
Go to another bar, Scott. Go to another bar.
I have a full sleeve tattoo here.
Okay. Piercing on my nipple that you can't tell, but maybe. My name is Penelope, but I call myself
Jazz.
I call myself
P-Jazz?
And I'm Amanda, and I have 34 D's. My waist is 12.
She's wearing a corset. We're into like this kind of...
She's
Does that mean like you can't breathe?
Yeah, I'm all gonna die.
Hey, how's it going? I like your tattoos.
Help me.
Okay. I don't know if she wants help in the bar or is this a real thing? Hi, I can help you with some drinks.
Where did you get there?
Yeah, I have daddy issues, so
I don't know how to do that.
And we're on to the next bar.
All right, we're just at a random sports bar that is now a nightclub for some reason.
Okay, we're in Green Bay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, Nick's going to set up the scenario.
Okay.
First of all, okay, it's after a Packer home game in Green Bay. They've been drinking. The Packers won by 40 points. And you are wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
He doesn't know that stuff,
well,
though.
Just know that this is good.
He's okay? Accidentally wearing
it. He's not even paying attention to you now.
And
he's reading a
Scott,
beer label.
I got it. Scott.
This is my beer problem.
These two are those girls that were in the bikinis that one time.
They
were wearing cheesehead bikinis. Go.
We've been drinking too much.
Just say go Packers. Just say go Packers.
Oh, where are we going to sleep? We just totally lost our friends.
I'm so drunk right now.
Me too.
What's in your ear?
This is just my
he keeps wiping something away from his excuse.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, how about the Packers, Hollies? Go Packers!
You go.
Go Pack. Go.
I said he said.
I'm sorry. I just get excited when I hear that song.
These women are sluts.
Yeah.
They're not. They're nice.
Okay.
Yep.
And we have to leave Green Bay now. Awesome.
How about, okay, here's, I'll set the scenario.
All right, you set the scenario.
We walk into...
Set up your perfect scenario.
Okay. Oh, shit, here we go. So we walk into a bar. It's not a bar. It's a pub. All right. We walk in.
Hello, governor.
a Scottish, no, Australian pub. So they're Australian. They have Australian.
You know the Australians, known for their pubs.
Hello, that. We got some beers.
No, you have to be a girl. Don't talk weird.
Hello, that. We got some beers here.
Okay, we're in a Scottish
Foster's.
Pub.
Okay.
Sorry, Scottish pub.
I can't do that.
Go ahead. Keep saying
okay.
It.
Go. Just
go in. It's like quiet and dark. It's got like wood everywhere. Like
it's a basement.
No.
He hasn't ruled it out.
There's wood everywhere, and there's like carvings of like fish or bears or flying trees, and like it's all over the place. And then there's paintings on the walls, and it's dark, but it's like candlelit.
Okay.
Not candlelit, like romantic candlelit. Like this is the ancient Gothic. What's it called?
So it's a castle.
Like a castle. I'm burping so much. It's a castle, but the
you can't even think of your own dream scenario.
I don't like. This is on TV. It's just video games.
So you want the Game of Thrones set?
No, I don't want to die. There's like TVs with video games you could play.
Okay.
You're just sitting there. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Like,
what system are we playing?
What?
What video games are we playing?
That's
girls?
Not the important job. John, we're not trying to get video games. We're trying to get women.
No, but what do we...
Jesus Christ. That's the exercise, John. So I'm sitting there playing video games, and you're like...
Wait. So you're trying to make it that you don't even approach us?
Well, I can't just walk in and walk right to the. I have to sit there and have to observe for a while.
All right.
You have to sit there and stalk out your.
All right. We're
your
sitting
way.
At the table across from you playing video games.
How? It's a booth. I told you. There's booths everywhere. Booth. If you're across from me, you'd be over there. There's a wall, John. You'd be next to me.
All right. We're at the booth across from you. All right.
What about that lad over there?
I don't know what's happening
to
them.
You said they were Scottish.
Yeah, that's not Scottish. That's like talking like a sheep.
Don't insult how they talk.
That's my sister.
We're from Scotland.
Scott.
We're from Scotland.
Hey, what's up, Scottish girls? You're pretty.
Hi, American.
Thank you. You noticed my accent. I will buy you a drink if you want.
Yes, I'll have a vodka gimlet.
I'll have a sheep's bladder full of ale.
Do they have that here, sir?
Yes, they do. Say it.
Here you go. Please give a sheep bladder full of ale and a vodka thing.
Thanks.
Let's go back to America.
Well, I don't see how that can fail. So
that's the greatest pickup line, though, ever.
Let's go back to America.
You want to go back to America?
Let's try that later tonight.
Yeah.
American bar. How about the next topic, Scott?
Yeah. What was that? A great topic. Inflection of numbers.
Yeah. Topic was drums, I believe. Drums.
I just wrote like one letter words.
Yeah, read them out loud.
Bar names. What's with bar names?
Okay.
Okay. This, right. Up here they have like, I don't know what bar names they are.
We have people.
Who bar names?
An owl is here.
Who bar names?
We have a night gallery right across the street.
That's kind of... Okay,
Bucketheads, is that it?
Bucketheads.
Mm.
Sammy Jr.
There's Northwestern, right?
What's the diviest bar in town?
Sunset?
That sounds like a classy place, though. Sunset, the name like Sunset? I saw the movie. The guy gets shot. Wait, what movie?
Nothing says classy bar like getting shot.
Oh, the movie that where someone gets shot. That narrows it
Sunset
down.
Sunset Boulevard, guys.
Oh, wow, okay.
That was good. Okay, they're not as stupid names here, but there's always the shittiest, like in Green Bay, there's like 85 bars every mile, and they have the dumbest names, like it's always just like they try to be clever names, or it's just like Skip's Bar, or Chris's Bar, or Kelly's.
I go to Skip's.
How is that clever? That's just
That's stupid.
Indirect.
But okay, there's two, and then there's like, hey, come on down to Quitting Time, or Feeding Room, or Sleep Hole.
If there was a bar called Sleep Hole, I would go there all the time. By the way, I thought of the best bar name ever this week.
Did you?
My name's John, and we're going to serve pizza and beer. It's called PB&J.
Fuck you. No, dumb. It's a dumb name.
Pizza, beer, and John.
Yeah, we got it, John.
Why would you?
You guys, if you didn't realize it, it's not peanut butter and
jelly. Oh, okay, no.
It's pizza, beer, and
but it's
John.
Not penis blowjobs either.
No, why would... No one ever says PB and means penis blowjobs.
will you give me...
Hey, you want some PB&J? Oh, penis blowjobs and jelly.
Without the crust.
Scott, there's your pickup line tonight. Do you want a PB&J?
I don't want to give someone a PB&J.
You'll be licking the roof of your mouth, bro.
Oh, that's an amazing zinger. You got roasted, Scott.
All right, yeah. Roasted peanuts. Fucking
good one.
Can we all admit it's the best bar name ever, though?
What?
It's a good bar name. I mean,
I wouldn't go there.
I would go there hungry.
And we have pizza.
What would you name a bar then, Scott?
I don't. Okay,
you have $1 million, but you can only open up a bar. What would you do, and what was the name of it?
Oh, dear God.
Is it a Scottish bar?
Is that too much money? How about $100,000?
No, I don't know. No, I wouldn't have a name. I would make a contest, maybe.
Well, if you're going to complain, you better have a solution.
No, what I'll do is I'll say, hey, guys, I'll give the winner $1,000, the runner-up $1,000, and the winner, he can get all the drinks he wants at my bar. But I get to pick the name. Everyone puts it in they send in a
what
name.
What are you talking
they send,
about?
It's a contest, John.
Okay, all right. So it's a contest. So all four of us will come up with the bar name.
Okay.
And pick right. four.
I'll tell you right. who
we're
wins.
We're only four.
Oh, you're the only no. four.
Okay.
So we pick the name, okay, you get to pick.
You pull out a name. Pull it in.
This one's from John.
Cock tease.
Put that to the side there. Okay. Number one so far.
Tucker.
The Flipping Bird. Ugh. I'm not winning.
Nick.
The Beer Den.
The Beer Den?
Beer Den.
It's like Garden?
No, the beer, beer Den.
Beard?
The, yes, the Beer Den.
Beard.
The Beer. space
den.
The beer den.
Beard.
Sounds like you're saying.
Beer.
Sounds like you're saying garden with bearden. It's the bearden. It's where you plant the vegetables of the beard.
The one you're choosing.
Two different words.
Bearden. All right.
You sounded like Bambi trying to say the word bird. Bird.
Chris. Uh-oh.
Chris?
Who's Chris?
Who's Chris?
Is someone here named Chris?
Give me a name of a beer. Whatever. Fuck it. Mike.
Assholes. Which do you pick?
I'm not going to pick assholes. Because, like,
I don't know how to track a certain demographic.
Hey, you want to go to assholes? Sure. I always get laid.
I know, but I don't want to have someone say, I just got fucked up in assholes. That's worse. God, what do you say? I'd say bearden, but I changed it to beard. I changed it to bearden, so it's like a beard, and then it has like vegetables poking out of it. Ew. Like you're growing carrots in your beard. Garden, bird.
Bird.
All right, okay, now this is getting close to the end, and usually we share secrets.
Okay.
John, you start. Or Checker, or Nick, I don't care, Mike. Someone, fuck, God damn it, guys, I'm on the spot here.
Okay, I'll go.
I don't have one.
Right. This is what happens every time. You say bring secrets and we never do.
Okay, so the last, year and a half, I've been doing this thing. Mike and John are always on it. And I say, we always share a secret at the end because then it's cool because we get to know each other more. Like something we just might not know about each other. Like Mike's might be, I won a ping pong tournament in high school. Something stupid like that. And,
what a secret.
Fuck, shut up.
Secret's the wrong word for it.
I don't think I've ever eaten cottage cheese.
What?
What?
Oh. Okay. On the way up here, I was talking about how, as a dessert, when I was a kid, we would eat cottage cheese with a pear in it.
Yeah, and I couldn't relate.
The whole time, you were just in the back, saying, I hope no one asks me.
Basically.
Scott, John, what do you like with cottage cheese?
We were talking about recipes with cottage cheese. You're like, lasagna. Yeah, you can make lasagna that.
Yeah, and I've had lasagna, I'm sure, with it, but I've never just taken a scoopful of cottage cheese and put it in my mouth.
We're going to Triggs after this.
We're not.
We are.
Tonight. We're going to what?
Triggs.
Oh, the grocery store?
Yeah. Tonight is a cottage cheese night.
I'm not going to do that.
We're going to have a cottage cheese contest.
We're going to make.
We're going to lose.
We'll each buy one, and we'll eat. Whoever eats it first wins.
I'm not going to win.
We're going to get some vodka, and we're going to make some...
cottage vodka?
Yeah, some blind Russians with... no, white Russians with cottage cheese.
Chunky Russians.
We could call that blind Russian.
I think that should be called Russian chlamydia.
Oh, Jesus.
Chunky Russians.
All right, John. Okay, Mike, what do you have?
A food you've ever had.
Yeah, let's do a food you've never had.
A food I've never had?
Sure.
I don't know. I've had a lot of foods.
Lobster bisque.
Yeah, I've had lobster bisque. I've never had Brussels sprouts.
I haven't either.
But I assume. But I would assume I hate them. Brussels sprouts. I have a terrible marketing plan because I assume I would hate them. They might be delicious. I don't know. Anyone have them? Brussels sprouts? No? Are they good? Yeah.
Just a vegetable. Do you like vegetables in general?
Yeah.
Because vegetables, I hate them. Look at me. I hate vegetables. I'll eat asparagus.
That's true. You had almost a panic attack because you had to do half lettuce, half spinach at Subway.
Yes. What? Half spinach, half lettuce. What's the question?
I don't know. You were just
you're panicking over it.
Like, no, you put spinach and lettuce. You say, I would like some spinach. I would like some lettuce. How is that a problem? I don't understand why you're freaking out about it. You're the one freaked out about it. You said, put a little spinach on it. I don't want spinach. Extra spinach.
Do you know what it means to freak out?
No.
Because that's what you're doing.
But I don't know why you think it's weird that I put both of them on there.
We don't think it's weird. It's just that you panic when you get to the vegetables.
No, I don't. I don't panic. I put tomatoes, spinach, lettuce. Nick, what food did you never eat?
Oh shit! I'm thinking.
I'm ready.
Really,
okay,
ready.
Tucker.
Potato salad. Never had potato salad.
Never had potato salad?
Don't want to have it either.
You've lived in Wisconsin all your life?
Potato salad, sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
It's well,
fuck it. No. Okay, I'm not going to eat fucking cold potatoes and fucking mayonnaise.
Noodles. Cold noodles.
It's like casserole. Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
Noodle casserole? Like
that.
Yeah. Fuck that. Sauerkraut? Go fuck yourself.
I'll have sauerkraut when it's in a Reuben.
No, not even that.
Well, you're weird.
I know.
It's got really tense.
I
just started eating baked beans like a year ago.
Baked beans.
I never ate baked beans. Never cared for him until a year ago. I don't know what happened.
Someone in the audience was verbally shocked.
What?
Tucker, are you from Wisconsin?
I am.
Scott, what is yours?
Summer. Nick.
Mushrooms.
You don't eat mushrooms?
Oh, I don't eat mushrooms either.
You never had mushrooms.
I imagine. Do you know they're
no
fungus.
Have a mushroom renaissance. It's the greatest thing you'll ever have. I love
fungus.
Mushrooms.
I'm imagining a giant just shook off his foot and he's like, "There's some fucking mushrooms for you."
No, he's that's afraid that if he eats a mushroom, he's gonna grow
that's
two sizes his size, like Mario did.
By the way, that's
what
the
he worries.
That's the weirdest thing ever think of because mushrooms are in so many recipes and it tastes almost like nothing.
No. Like that's the one. That's why he doesn't like it. Because I imagine a giant gave them to us and said, "Here you go, take free food."
Here's the no, but
it's
you
foot fungus.
You mentioned
scenario.
Like you, they don't taste like anything. I'm one of those people that like, if there's like mushrooms in a thing and I'll eat it and I don't see it, I'm like, I've ate mushrooms.
Oh, so you
But if I see a mushroom in my food, I fucking pull it out and then I keep eating. I might have like seven mushrooms, but if I see one, fuck that mushroom, it's out of there.
All
right. I ate something in Jamaica. I don't know what it was, but I never.
Let's start at the top. Did you have bread?
There?
Maybe.
No, but it was okay because the place I went to, they're like, "Pineapple. Oh, here's all this food," and it's like they try like the chicken a la king, and then like the next day it's like something else. But then one day it was like seafood.
You're describing a buffet. It sounds like.
Hold on, but I was like, oh, okay, it was like seafood. Like king or something like that. I'm like, okay, I'll have some. And I'm like, okay, there's some like shrimp in here or whatever, and there's fish. And then I bit into something. It was like I was eating, like it felt like you know,
nope.
It felt like I was chewing on an eraser, but it
calamari. Tasted,
no, it was like a ball.
Did you say
conch? Conch shell?
Conch.
I thought you were yelling cock.
It was
you got whale dick. Way to go.
Cock. You got a cock.
Jamaican cock. Wait, are you saying the I thought they're pronounced conch. Is that right?
No, that's
a conch cell? Conch shell?
C-O-N-C-H, right?
So some sort of large sea-dilling slug.
Oh. Well, I look like a fucking idiot in front of those Jamaicans. Like, oh, you guys want some conch shells? Like, they have another to beat her. That's he wasn't Russian. He was I can't do Jamaican accents. So it's like you think it was a conch? I ate. Are they like you eat rubber? Why would they put that in? Why would they put that in food?
Gotta eat something.
Yeah. There's other fish. There's fish all over the. It's an island.
Well, the conch doesn't run very fast.
The easiest one to catch.
How easy to catch? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. All right. Well, we should be wrapping it up. I said that 10 right. minutes ago. John, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that you can't think of a bar name. That's really weird that you can't think of your own bar.
Because everyone I think of is stupid. We're going to go, Scott's Bar. Fuck that. Because that's the lady.
That sounds like a great place to go.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Scott's.
That's lazy. Perfect. It's like, what's your name?
It could be called Great Scott's Bar, and you do all Back to the Future stuff.
That's... No, that's like, hey, but...
Get Christopher Lloyd to do the ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm. Cutting.
No, I regret saying that as well.
Okay, because that's like it's like I forgot I blanked out who was talking.
You were
John,
you've been
time.
This whole time.
Just talking.
Yeah, Mike, what's your bar name? What's your name? Which go, Mike.
What did I learn tonight?
Yeah,
I learned that later tonight we're gonna go to bars and then we're gonna go home alone.
and then
that's what I learned.
Oh. That's sad. Nick, what's you learn?
What did I learn? That Rhinelander has a really good group of people that come to see comedy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Except those assholes who left.
Yeah, they were dicks, but you guys were great.
It's been 2.5 hours.
Shut yeah.
up. We're really lucky, right?
I'm actually surprised you're sitting through this.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
How long do you have that confidence, Scott?
How long do you think we can just keep him here by whispering?
I learned if I get Scott late, I'll be the greatest wingman in history. Well, that's the show.
Do and music. Music time. Music is done. I don't. I still didn't look for the theme song. Town. It's there's a song I'm probably gonna play.
What is this? Something's gonna down. Down, down, please. Gonna play some music.
Oh, that sounds. That makes you sound desperate. Let's pick a different.